This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
It's story time!
Hi, my name is Claire. I go by Clizair on the internet, and this is Story Time with Clizair, the podcast where guests tell me their stories. And this week, I wanted to count down for you my top 10 favorite stories that have been shared on the podcast this year. In no particular order other than the order in which they were published, I bring you the top 10 stories shared on the Storytime with Clizair podcast this year, in my opinion, according to me, Clizair. First and foremost, I got expelled for running a school burn book meme page, Storytime with Gail Gorey. So Gail Gorey is an Irish language content creator here in Ireland, and he had an excellent story from school about how he got expelled from school for running essentially a Mean Girls burn book, except it was a meme page on Facebook. There was also a twist in the story where they mistook a meme he posted for CP. There was a school disciplinary board and everything, and his mother had to explain that actually it wasn't a picture of an arse, it was a picture of an elbow. And not to spoil the whole episode for you or anything, but I would definitely recommend listening to that one.
In our library we had computers, and one of the like jokes people did was find risque images and set them as the desktop background. So what you've seen was the desktop background of the computer. And it was a man, like a shirtless man, hugging, like kind of kissing the neck of a woman. I mean, I think
you'd see, you can see her arse.
That's what they thought. But it's just the flap of skin between the arm and the back.
Oh, it's not, is it?
Yeah, so that's what my mom was trying to show. She was like, look, and she didn't explain her with words what was happening. She was just holding this piece of like this picture up in the air, pointing at it. All the nuns were like, oh, like she, I was like, get to your point, because they think you're just like, you, this is so bad.
He's a great storyteller and he's a great content creator as well. I'll leave all the links, by the way, down in the description to all these episodes, and you can go check them out and check the people out as well. Next, we've got Diagnosed with ADHD in My 30s, Storytime with Thomas Fanning. Now, Thomas Fanning has been on this podcast a couple of times. His most popular episode is where he talked about doing, doing ayahuasca? About his ayahuasca experience, about meeting the clockwork elves, you know, talking to Mother Ayahuasca. But I really enjoyed this episode of where he spoke about being diagnosed with ADHD in his 30s, because I do think that there's been a conversation on the internet in the last couple of years. A lot of people have been saying that, you know, they're noticing ADHD symptoms. They think that maybe they weren't diagnosed as a kid. You know, lots of women aren't diagnosed, and you know, late in life diagnosis of ADHD is becoming a more and more common thing. So I thought that that was a really good story for him to share, and a brave story for him to share, and I really like that episode. He's also a great storyteller as well.
But like, I don't even know what you do. Like, you've tried to explain to me a million times and I couldn't explain it to anyone else.
Oh, I think you mean in work, I think. Yeah. Generally.
That too.
Big carbon footprint. I'm actually glad I got a little joke in there, because this is, I think, it's going to be a depressing episode. So if you're here for the laughs, hit stop now.
Birth experience stories. Now, this title, unfortunately, doesn't do it justice, but I had Linda Kelly on the podcast, who is a campaigner in Ireland. She is at the forefront of the campaign to lessen maternity restrictions, COVID restrictions in maternity hospitals. And obviously, as someone who that has personally affected, I had a miscarriage in late 2020 and I had to be in the hospital by myself. My husband couldn't even come in with me, you know, and be with me when I got the news. I've been at the protest. I was really, really happy to have Linda on the podcast. And on the podcast, she told her birthing stories. She has two children, and both of her birthing experience stories are, we'll put you off having children for life, I'll put it that way.
It was the middle of a heat wave as well, so you know, 2 years ago we had just a massive heat wave, 41 weeks pregnant, and also the maternity hospital is made of glass, and so the weather was so warm they had to take out windows out of the maternity hospital to try and get air in. The babies were in nappies, and they were so worried about the babies because of the heat that they were checking on them all the time. That's how hot it was. Like, I slept in my knickers. The baby slept in their nappy.
She's, again, a great storyteller. I feel like it's just an Irish thing. We're just great storytellers. And that was part of the inspiration for starting the Storytime podcast in the first place, is that Irish people have a link, a historical, you know, and cultural link to storytelling. And we're just fucking great at talking. And yeah, that's a really good episode. Next is I'm an Irish Furry, which was a story time with Furry Trash, somebody who came on the podcast to talk about being a furry and being in the Irish furry community. And I found it very enlightening, very educational. I didn't know anything about furries.
So there's actually a little dent inside in Ink's head. When I hold her straight like this, you'll see how her face is a bit slanted. So there's a little like stages, I guess, within the eyes where my glasses can sit.
Next is I was on Ninja Warrior, which is a story time with Liam O'Neill. So again, all the Irish people are making my top 10 because I'm racist. No, it's because we're just genuinely really good storytellers. And I personally, I put this on the list because I love the TV show Ninja Warrior. And I was so excited to have someone on my podcast that had been on Ninja Warrior. And all I wanted to do was pick his brain about his experiences.
Which obviously they never showed on TV because it looks super dangerous. So they're like, well, we can't actually show that, but can you do it in front of the audience?
No way. So they didn't even show it.
The way I thought it was, the girl who was in charge of picking people thought it would be awesome. And then when the legal team saw it, they were like, no.
That's probably what happened to that.
You can't do that.
It sucked all the fun out of everything.
Next is I Went Viral for Having Herpes, which is a story time with Ella Dawson, who is a British writer. Does what it says on the tin. She went viral for writing about having herpes, and she now kind of wants to demystify and destigmatize having herpes. She talks about how it ended up on the wrong side of the internet. A really impactful experience. It was a really impactful experience on her life.
That was when like the weirdos, like the hard conservatives, the like super religious freaks, and then the men's rights activists, like that's when they noticed me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm a woman talking about having sex and not apologizing for that. And I have an STD and I'm saying I'm still sexually active as opposed to like being in a leper colony somewhere. So I made some men angry with my existence. And like at that point, there started to be like weird articles trying to figure out who I was dating and like where I went to college and like creepy shit and talking about how I represented like the downfall of society. And they found out I was a women's studies major in college. So they're like, she's a feminist. And this feminist wants people to celebrate their STDs. And like, just like twisting my work completely beyond recognition.
Next up is two podcasts, not really one. It's two episodes of the Storytime podcast, but told from two perspectives of the same story. So the first one is My Daughter Survived a School Shooting, which is a story time with Heidi Tyler. And the second is I Survived a School Shooting, which is a story time with Marissa Tyler. So Marissa is Heidi's daughter. Heidi is a patron of mine. She reached out to me to say that she had this story to share and we got her on the podcast. And then once Marissa watched the podcast, listened to it back, she wanted to share her side of the same story. So Marissa is the person who survived the school shooting.
She and her science teacher and all the students were stuck in that classroom. And when someone breaks, you know, pounds a door, we're taught as teachers and that you don't open the door, you don't say anything, you don't do anything, and you don't make a noise. But the SWAT team had to break down the door to evacuate the kids. They had to evacuate with their hands up on their head.
Oh, because my God.
At this point, they didn't know who was involved. So they had to search all these kids and they evacuated them to the field right outside that building. And so that's where they searched the kids. They evacuated them. The teachers kept the group together.
I remember when we were kind of hiding, it started off with, we heard, I believe it was 2 gunshots. And my teacher was like, oh, those damn chemists. Because of on Halloween, we blow up pumpkins in chemistry.
Yeah, I was thinking like your first thought, I was wondering if your first thought would have been gunshot or would have been something more innocent. Yes, that would make sense to me that you'd think it was something more innocent.
Yeah, because we also blow up pumpkins on Halloween in chemistry. So we're like, oh, they're just doing something weird in chemistry. My teacher was like, oh, those damn chemists. And then there were 3 more gunshots and everybody just went silent, because by then we were just like, that's not chemistry.
I'd say those are two of the episodes I'm most proud of in the whole back catalogue of Storytime podcasts. Next is I Became a Monk After Conversion Therapy But Then I Escaped. There was literally so many things that I could have called this podcast. The story was so good and I settled on those key points. But Chris O'Dwyer is a politician in Ireland. He then went on, after he escaped the monastery that tried to convert him using conversion therapy, he then became a politician, and now he advocates for LGBTQ plus people in his community and the wider community as well. And that was just an absolute trip of a story time. And, you know, it's surprising to think that conversion therapy and things like that still exist in modern day Ireland, but they do.
Being there for nearly 2 years, living the life, getting up at 6 a.m. every morning for morning prayer and mass, going to bed after night prayer, working in the friary during the day, going around, beard, sandals, robe, everything.
Next up is I Spent 16 Years in Prison for a Crime I Didn't Commit, which was a story time with Jeffrey Deskovic. Jeffrey is like a famous kind of person who has been released, exonerated and released after serving 16 years in prison for a crime they didn't commit. And so it was amazing to have him on the podcast and talk to him about his experience.
The re-argument motion in front of that court was denied, in one word, denied. The New York Court of Appeals, the highest court in the state, declined to give me permission to appeal to them. So I lost there that way. I lost in federal court because my attorney was given the wrong information by the court clerk, which resulted in my petition arriving 4 days too late. So the court, the DA, the district attorney urged the court to just rule that I was late and dismiss my case. And that's what the court did.
Last, but certainly not least, is I Hit Rock Bottom After My Husband Stabbed Me. It's a story time with Letitia Francis, who is now a, you know, career and life coach. That was another one that was an absolute wild ride of a story. So much happened in it, and I would definitely recommend going and listening to it. Letitia is a brilliant, brilliant storyteller. And she's so positive and so happy. And even though she's telling this like quite dark story, it's really nice to listen to, you know, because she's just so expressive. And yeah, really, really great storyteller. One of the best I've had on the podcast, I'd say.
When I say it was like an out of body experience, like I know a lot of people talk about that and I just thought it was a joke. But literally, it was like watching a movie, seeing me fight this guy. It was almost like I was detached from what was going on. And I remember seeing, the best way to describe it was like a flash of light on the knife, like the reflection of the knife. And I remember seeing it coming towards me, but I didn't feel any pain. So I actually wasn't aware that he had stabbed me, because there's so much adrenaline going on that like, I didn't feel any pain. But in those moments, there was so much commotion. His friend had come home and actually burst into the door that led from the bathroom. I credit his friend for saving my life, if I'm honest. And I remember running out of the room and falling onto the couch. And he came running out, charging after me, and straddled me while I was on the couch and was continuing to try to stab me. Luckily, he kept hitting the back of the couch. Like, he wasn't hitting me. I think in his rage, he was just trying to stab me and probably wasn't looking. His friend pulled him off of me and then kicked me out of the house.
What? And so that's my top 10, my favorite episodes and stories that have been shared on this podcast in 2021. I hope that you go and check some of them out if you haven't listened to them all already. They're available on the audio platforms as well as on YouTube. And if you do listen on the audio platforms, please give us a review, because it really helps us out in the rankings. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for being a part of the Storytime podcast in 2021. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reviewing the podcast on the different platforms. Thank you for watching on YouTube if you watched on YouTube. Thank you for liking, commenting, sharing. It's all really, really appreciated. I wouldn't make this podcast if people weren't interested in it. And I absolutely love making it. So you give me a reason to make something that has become one of the favorite my favorite things that I create on the internet. I love giving people a platform that they may not have had otherwise. The Storytime podcast as well, I think hit 10,000 subscribers, you know, in 2021. So that's just an amazing accomplishment. I also started an Instagram if you want to follow the podcast on Instagram. I don't know why every, you know, piece of content has to have an Instagram these days, but I created an Instagram and I'm going to try and use it in 2022. So if you want to follow there, and if you want to be on the podcast, you can email me, you can DM me on my Twitter, on the podcast Twitter, or on the podcast Instagram or my Instagram, or you can click the link down below in the description and the show notes and the audio platforms. Is a plethora of ways to get in touch with me, and I will absolutely have you on my podcast. As long as you can give me a summary of the story, you're on. That's the entry requirement, that you can tell me what your story is about. If you contact me and you're like, I'd like to be on your podcast, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. That's not, but if you say, I want to be on your podcast and my husband stabbed me, I'm going to be like, yeah, oh my God, what time are you available? Also, if you supported me or the podcast on my Patreon or on Ko-fi, where people have bought me coffees to say they really like the podcast, thank you so, so much. Thank you so much for watching and listening in 2021. And hopefully I will have so many more amazing stories for you in 2022. See you next week. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.